on the first three chapters, and that's not a surprise because it's the Rambam and he was organized. So just to review something that we discussed extensively, but it's been a little while, is that there are three basic types of legislative action that the Bezin HaGadol can undertake, all referenced according to Rambam in one pasuk. Al pi haTorah asher yorucha, the Horah relates to the gzeros, takanos, and hanagos. V'al mishpat asher yomru lecha taaseh, those are things that are derived from the midos shetorah nidrashes bahem. Lo sasar min hadavar asher yagidu lecha, that's a kabbalah, that's a tradition that they have, which is simply ish mi pi ish, and we discussed all the different variations that come with that. A kabbalah is not very subject to machlokes, drashos, midos shetorah nidrashes, but always subject to machlokes. Then all the complexities involved with gzeros, takanos, and hanhagos, when can they be overturned, when cannot be overturned, pashtu b'rov hatzibur, lo pashtu b'rov hatzibur, gadol menu b'chachmo v'menyin, eina gadol b'chachmo, and all the things that we discussed at some length. Then we discussed, the fourth tnaim of Zaken Mamre, just to review. So the first and most basic tnaim of Zaken Mamre is that it has to be cholek al bezdin hagadol min hamakamahu, when they're in the lishkas hagazis, and it has to be a person who's musmach, and somebody who's a bar hachi, and is able to create the machlokas, and it has to be about a very substantive matter, that he is not just arguing in theory, but in practice. The Aisha Sher Yasev is Adon, the language of Asiya, so he's not just, saying in terms of the Lamdos, but he's really presenting a kind of a machlokes, and presenting the possibility of a real schism. So what qualified as a substantive matter? So we had a basic category of Davar Shechayav and Alzdon Okarish, Shegigaso Chatas, O Tfilin, because Tfilin is Ikar B'Divrei Torah, Uferusha M'Divrei Sofrim. But the question that we have to get into is what exactly are the parameters of davar shechayav nozdono kares yeshigigaso chatas. So this is where Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, very important discussion. Shechalak al bezdin hagadol bedavar shechayav nozdono kares yeshigaso chatas. Bein shahayu hein osrim vhu matir, bein shahayu hein matirin vhu osar is a chayav misa. Because again, it's not about him being more machmir or more mekel. It's about the machlokes, which is called in the sanoi hamachlokes, how damaging that can be. Afilu hu haya omer mipia kabbal. He's not saying this is necessarily my idea, but this is simply what I've inherited. If amar kach yibalti mirabosa, if amar kach nira veinenu shadin nosin, and they're only saying that this is what appears to us. Hoel v'nasav nasan aleim bedavar ve'aso shahor laso sareza chayav ein tzarich lomar. In the more obvious case, in the other direction, imhei mori mipia kabbal. They're saying, look, this is not a matter of personal svara or collective svara. This is a matter of, what we've inherited, and he's taking the position that he just disagrees al pi svara. Certainly, in that case. There's a fascinating expansion of the Rambam. What do you mean? How could there be a gzera shechayavin as donokaris shigasochatas? That would seem to be a din d'oraisa. So he's on kigon shehitra chametz biyom arbaas or benisan b'shah shishis, right? We know that there's an isra achila and isra hanoah of chametz midr rabban b'shah shishis, right? That we call that really midivrei sofrim because the rabbis pulled back the din daraisa, the ach chilek ach b'yom arishon tashbitu sarmi baseich, and when the Torah also speaks about los hisbach al chametz dam zivchi, asru b'hanoah b'shah chamishis, or is machmer really chametz is mutter b'hanoah in the fifth hour? That's why tolinas hatruma, etc. Hareza chayav misa v'chein kol kayotze v'zeh. So even though he's cholik on a derabanan, because chametz meikaro is a dinda araisa shechayav in azdono karo shigazo chatas, that exactly is the shita of the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah makes the following comment here. It's clearly an expansion because it's not, the chametz during the sixth hour, be'achila or hana during the fifth hour is not itself a davar shechayav nozdono karis shigazo chatas, but we're saying anything that relates to that general area. And I should just note before we get to the Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Lemelech, the Radva says, what's this based on? He says the Rambam is operating a little bit here on his own. And nira sheyatzes el rabbeinu mehadam rav kaina hu amer kachu beinai vehim amer kachu beinenu kevan shem bravo ligzor shashishes beachila ulahater shachamishes beinu avu cholik aleim nasis akin mamre kevan diker chametish bokaris, as I suggested, avol pi shibamash nechaku ein bokaris alexeres chachamim nerag dehatayim ahavi kadesh shelo yirba machlokas b'israel. A very important radvaz, since the idea is shelo yirba machlokas b'israel, we take a relatively expansive definition of the scope. It has to be not necessarily a davar shechayav in al zdono kares, but related to that. And chametz certainly is a davar shechayav in al zdono kares. So the Kesef Mishnah makes an important comment where the Mishnah Lamelech picks right up. So the Kesef Mishnah says, V'cheinim chalak olim b'gzerim b'nekzeris, davar zeh pashat pa'atzor, shekeban shemekadish chametz, as we learned just 2 years ago, in his bar b'divir Rabbeinu b'helchos ishos, harei machlokes zeh b'davar shechayav in al zdono kares shigaso chatos. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say, no, not like the Radvaz, that because the whole mechayav is kedesh lo yirbe machlokes yisrael, we take an expansive definition and we allow for a davar sheikaro chayav in al zdono kares. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, this itself has kares implications. Why? Because once you accept the yisid rabbanan of chametz b'sha shishis, so mekadesh b'chametz b'sha shishis, this is a sugya of the chite kord naisa, right? So since we're going to say in choshes in the kiddushav, so that's already a matter that touches on an iser kares, of course, because of her status or lack of status as an ishus ish, she would go and marry somebody else. So he's making the argument that it's not just an expansion, a rabbinic expansion of davar sheikaro chayav im alzdono kares, but the Kesef Mishnah wants to suggest that it's really actually a davar ba'atzmo shechayav im alzdono kares because of the issue of mekadesh. But again, that's a whole big machlokas there in terms of chite chordanaisa. It's Isman derabanan, it's chametz derabanan. So two derabanans. What if you had only one derabanan? Machlokas there between Rashi and Tosos. So the Mishnah Melech jumps in on this. He says, "Kasev Maran bechesev Mishnah davar zeh pashut ba'atzmo." This is a very obvious thing, right? That's what the Kesef Mishnah just said because of the sugya of chite chordanaisa. Umay de pshite le Maran, pshite le Ramban behefach. Right, it says, but you know, it's so obvious to the Kesef Mishnah, where it was obvious to the Ramban, exactly in the opposite direction, as we know from that sugya. Shekasa b'sharash yamitah sharish rishon davar baruhu she'enu naasezak in mamrei al shal divrei klal. And the Ramban rejected this idea entirely that it has to be a davar shachayav im alzdono kares v'shigas ochatas mina Torah, and not rabbinic expansions thereof. There are no possibility of zak in mamrei when you're dealing with dvarim that are in Issa de Rabbanan, even if they're in Issa de Rabbanan, which is an expansion of the Raisa. Avihir Balahashim al Rabbeinu Bechasa Besovdarav, Sheim Kidesh Adam Bechametz, Mishesha Oslamala, Uba Acher Vekitcha, Bekidushin Gemurin, Vehora Hazakain, Shehim Buteris the Rishon, right? And the Zakain comes along and says, she's permitted to the first one. Vyasur Lashani, Ulachol Adam, Vehemorishi Shehi Ashes Ashani, right? Based on the Xerah de Rabbanan, so he's challenging that. Afal P, Shehitur Davish, Zono Kares, Vishigaso Chatas Mamish, right? Even though that will have a direct Kares implication, because the Halacha accords with the Chachamim that really the first Kiddushin is no Kiddushin at all. Kevan, Shein Machloksam, Elo Machma, Shaldi Vrayim, the Rabban says, but since the Machlokas of the Zakin Mamre was on the Durabbanan aspect of the issue, namely Chametz Mishal Shishis, so Eino Nase Zakin Mamre de lo Karinan Bey al Pi HaTorah Asher Yorucha. So again, this is a major machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam, you know, whether one is allowed to expand from Dvar Mishabitar Shechayav Menal Zdono Kari Shigeso Chatas to things you know, that are rabbinic expansions thereof. So the Mishnah Lamelech points out a very important Ramban to contrast it. And the Radvaz's explanation of the Rambam really does ring true to me, though, because the Rambam saw the whole Mechayiv as Kadesh Lo Yirba Machlokas B'Yisrael. So, you know, that becomes the basis for a dramatic expansion for Dinim de Rabbanan that touch on Adavar Sheikaro, you know, Min HaTorah V'Chayavin Al Zedono Karis. Very important issue. Bezrat Hashem, we will pick it up there tomorrow.